Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Mohana Basu, special correspondent at the Print, and today I talk about the R value in India. India's COVID-19 effective reproduction number, or R value, continues to be at 0.82, the same as last week. R is an indicator of how fast the epidemic is spreading. Essentially, it describes how many people are catching the infections from one COVID patient. R should be sustained below 1 for active cases to fall and the epidemic to come to an end. For India, the value has been below 1 for the last 3 weeks. However, active cases in the country are still higher than the peak of the last COVID wave. This is why, even though India's R value is lower than it has ever been throughout the course of the pandemic, it may still take several weeks for the cases to come down. What we also need to keep in mind is that R needs to be monitored closely at the state level. For example, numbers from states like Maharashtra and Kerala, which have had the highest active case numbers at different periods in the past, often drive India's overall COVID curve. In fact, this week, the rate of decline in active cases has slowed in Maharashtra and Kerala, according to Sitab Rusina, a researcher at the Institute of Mathematical Sciences in Chennai, who has been tracking the R values through the pandemic. The situation in Mumbai has also worsened, where R has been hovering around 1 for the last 2 weeks. We had earlier reported how the lockdown in Maharashtra had driven the R down in Mumbai. Uttar Pradesh and Delhi also saw increases in their R, although the value is much below 1. For UP, the value increased from 0.56 to 0.61. For Delhi, the value increased from 0.43 last week to 0.55 this week. But the effect of these have been offset by significant improvements made in other states. Assam and Tamil Nadu, both of which had R above 1 last week, have now seen their R values come down very close to 1. In fact, all other states with the highest burden of active COVID cases currently have R below 1. Odisha's R was 1.06 last week. This has reduced to 0.81 this week. West Bengal now has R less than 1 at 0.74. Last week, the value for R was close to 1, but the data was not consistent enough for a robust estimate. Now, coming to the major cities, none of them have R over 1 apart from Mumbai. For Pune, R increased from 0.64 last week to 0.85 this week. For Chennai, R has dropped to 0.76 this week. The value was over 1 last week. Bengaluru's R remains 0.72, nearly the same as last week. For Kolkata, R has fallen from 0.93 last week to 0.59 this week. While the value of R being below 1 is good news, two things need to be noted. First, the estimate of R is just as accurate as the quality of infection data from the states. Moreover, R can cross 1 once again if the population as a whole stops following COVID-19 protocols or if lockdown restrictions are lifted. This has already happened in the past, leading to the devastating second wave of COVID in India. This is why, despite falling COVID numbers, wearing masks and following other COVID-19 safety protocols remain important. This is Mohana Basu, special correspondent at The Print, signing out of The Print AM. Do log in every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis from The Print.